coming out of our innermost being, because we are copying God and we becoming who he is. Now, we can never be God. We would never try to be God, but we can be like God. Mentioned in Joran, Bishop calls him his boss. He said, I got to see what my boss says. And he said one day, he said, Papa, why are you always leaving without me? You know, wherever he goes, whatever he does, he wants to do that. And that's how we have to be about God our Father. Say copycat. We copycats should be taking authority in this world just like Jesus did, just like the apostles and prophets did long ago, just like people who know their God and are doing exploits should do today. When we become what? A copycat. Remember, we're doing exactly the same thing as the word says God said we should do. We're copying him. And the focus of this lesson is, one of the main focuses is that we're going to walk in love. Because everything, say everything, hinges on love. You hear people say love is not a thing, it's a feeling, it's a person. And it is. And then love is not this, but love is also an action. You know, you can name it a noun, and you can name it a verb, and then it can become an adjective. It's descriptive. But it's all wrapped up in our Father God. Say copycat. We put these verses in your spirit that I'm going to share with you today to become an effective life of God every second of the day. Say every second of the day. God copycat. Now a second is like that, but then there's a millisecond, which is one thousandth of a second. And there's a nanosecond, which is one billionth of a second. So do you have any time not to be a God copycat? Come on, talk to me. There's no time at any time that you are not to be a God copycat. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time I say that, I hear Lucy so clearly. Amen. Look at Mark 12, 30 and 31. No, go ahead and I'll back up and get that one. Every second. Well, how are we going to do that? We're going to put these verses in our heart. How are we going to do that? We're going to put it deep in our spirit, in our heart. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like unto it, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's none other commandment greater than these. Get to know your God and copy his lifestyle. The lifestyle of a Christian should be copied, patterned after the lifestyle of Jesus, after the lifestyle of the Word. Because if you try to copy after me, then you'll err. If I try to copy after you, then I err. But if I follow Jesus, I make a copy of his lifestyle, and then I imprint that on my spirit, then I'll walk the straight and narrow way. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we look at James 1 and 22. Now, I said earlier, I want you to put these verses in your spirit to be an effective copycat, life of God, every second of the day person. James 1, 22, but be ye what? Doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. You can't just take this word that you hear just because it's Sunday and it's time to come to church. But I take the word and I put it in my heart and I live it, I walk it, I talk it. It becomes who I am. I what? Live it, I walk it, I talk it. It becomes who I am. My name is Cora Lee, but I have become grandmother to 12 children. I am Grand Mir. I have become that because ever since Jaleah learned to talk, I have been Grand Mir. They have walked it. They have talked it. I have heard it. I have absorbed it, not just in my head, but in my spirit. I'm Grand Mir. So you take this word and absorb it in your heart, in your spirit, man, and you become a copycat of God. 1 Timothy 2 and 15, King James. This is how you do it now. It is amazing to me. I did not know. It is amazing to me. I did not know. You want to know what's amazing to me and what I didn't know? I'll tell you later. No, I'm going to tell you now. I didn't know how much time I was spending because I thought I didn't watch television much. I didn't realize how many hours HGTV took of my life until my husband decided to turn off the satellite. How much time I have on my hands now to do, say to do. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. When I do it prayerfully, studying and meditating on it, I don't have to worry about it. I will rightly divide the word of truth. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I urge you to be a God copycat. Everybody say copycat. Hallelujah. Now, when it comes to the world, you are to have nothing to do with the sinful copycat and the practices of darkness. Don't be a copycat of darkness. Be a copycat of light. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. How am I going to keep from this darkness? During praise and worship and prayer and words of encouragement, I just kind of glanced over this way. And Holy Spirit said, To you just go ahead and lay your hand on his stomach. He said to lay hands on Jeremiah and just say Jesus. In his spirit, man, Jesus is rising up strong. Jesus. And it shall be even as thou hast said, as thou hast prayed, as thou hast believed. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So in Ephesians chapter 5 and 11, King James says, and have no fellowship. Say no fellowship. No fellowship. Say none. None. None at all. Nothing. None. With the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You know, we have situations now where people don't believe the word, and people who share the word, people think they are off and wrong and way out in old-fashioned or left field. But the word is the word. Say the word is the word. And the song says it don't never change. It never changes. The power and the anointing of the word is real. Now we know that the word is in a bad condition. But listen to this. I want you to understand this. I want to get this, you to get this up in your mind. It's bad, but there is so much good going on in the world that the news doesn't report. So you got all the bad reports from the news. But there are supernatural good things, powerful, strong things, mighty things happening in the world today that are good.